G'day, Rush Hour podcast listeners. It's Dave here with a little exclusive podcast message. Hello. I love you. Thanks for listening. I really do appreciate it. You can find me on Instagram, David S. L. Ferrier. Send me a little DM if you want, a shout out right here on the podcast. Before we get into the show where I cover what animal was at your school and I ask Perth what deals they made today, here's a little fun fact just for the podcast. The lyrebird can mimic almost any sound it hears, including chainsaws. So the next time you're woken up early by someone doing some work in a backyard or on a construction site, may not be workers, it may just be a lyrebird.
The Rush Hour with Dave Ferrier. Weekday arvos from 3 on Mix 94.5.
And we had a big morning, had a big announcement. We are bringing Cold Chisel back together. This summer for the Blood Moon Tour with special guest Birds of Tokyo, Jebediah and more, we had a little press conference with Jimmy and Don. A tour like this, it's been a few years in the making.
Let's face it, we broke up in 83 and, you know, prior to 83, there wasn't as many outdoor gigs as there is now. So we've done smatterings of them, but we've never actually gone out and designed a show and a setting specifically for this. So it's going to be big.
Here's the important info. It's on at Fremantle Park, Tuesday, December 31. So you can see out 2019 with Cold Chisel. Tickets on sale Monday, October 21 at coldchisel.com.
This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
What animal did you have at your school? Now, this is not like a pet hamster or, you know, a goldfish. I mean, what animal just ran onto your school oval? Because remember that emu on Monday that was on the Kwinana? Well, yesterday I had a call from Kimberly from Willerton, gave us an update on where that emu ended up.
It ended up at Emmanuel Catholic College down there on Hammond Road. And, yeah, it was on their oval this morning. They had to call in the wildlife officers and catch it, and they put it overnight in their volleyball court.
So an emu in the volleyball court. That's a perfect example. 133353, what animal was at your school? Because having an animal, usually a dog, I mean, remember those days, how exciting it was if someone looked out the window and went, there's a dog in the on the school oval. And then your teacher would be like, all right, everyone, back to your desks. Oh, come on, I got to teach you about prisms. Don't get distracted by the dog. What animal was at your school? 133353, did a horse burst into your maths class or did a snake fall through the roof and onto your chemistry teacher's head? What animal? The more unusual, the better, honestly.
Mix 94.5's Rush Hour.
What animal was at your school? Because on Monday we saw that there was that emu on the Kwinana Freeway running around. Wasn't a car. Thought it was. It's trying to get to the city. Anyway, it ended up at Emmanuel Catholic College, which is always a fun area to go into. What animal was at your school? Whenever there was a dog running onto the oval at my school, everyone absolutely lost their mind. So 133353, what animal rocked up at your school? Nikki in Byford.
Yeah, about 35 years ago when we were at primary school, we'd gone out for a morning tea break, and when we come back into the classroom, there was a possum sitting on the teacher's desk eating her apple that she had put there.
I love that. The possum was the teacher now.
Yeah. All the kids thought it was great.
Did it hang around and learn some of its times tables, or did you have to call someone in?
We're not too sure. The teacher sort of ushered us out of the classroom quite fast and shut the door, and, I think they ended up ringing the wildlife or some sort of place to come and collect it. But okay. It was all right because we missed part of our class.
Well, there you go, kids. There's a tip. If you want to get out of class, someone just bring a possum in. Alison in Seville Grove, what animal was at your school?
We had a hippo. Being of growing up in South Africa.
Hang on a sec. I think I missed that. Can you repeat it? I'm not sure if I heard you correctly.
We had a hippo, a hippopotamus.
Why was there a hippo in your class?
So we lived in South Africa at the time, and nearby there was a river that was really well known for its crocodiles and hippos. And, one had just wandered out of the river, and they'd locked down the school because obviously hippos can be quite dangerous. So we weren't actually allowed to get out of class at all until they got someone to come and wrangle this hippo.
Okay, well, there you go, kids. If you want to get out of class, bring a possum or a hippo.
The Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
Fun fact, I have noticed that Siri does not know how to say the word Joondalup. I was driving around using my Google Maps, told me to turn left on Joondalup Drive, but she said
Joondalup.
Hey?
Joondalup.
That's not right.
Joondalup.
Joondalup? Well, it's Joondalup. I thought, well, maybe it's because the word ends in up that Siri's struggling with it, but I tested it out. A couple of other Perth suburbs like Banjup. No problems there. Nirribup. Just seems to be Joondalup that she doesn't like.
Joondalup.
I even tried some other Perth suburbs just to test out, see if I could, you know, trip her up, like Gosnells. Canning Vale. Peppermint Grove.
Land of the Wealthy.
Siri has no problem with any of those. She just can't say Joondalup.
Joondalup.
So Siri, I think you got something wrong with you and you need to get this sorted out. What do you think about that?
I think you're an idiot and you should shut up.
No, you shut up.
This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
I know, the year is flying by. It is almost time for the Spring Carnival and I'm excited. So I'm going to give away a big prize with the Rush Hour's Big Call, all thanks to Crown Perth. Colour your world this spring and live a little brighter at Crown. So if you want to get involved, you want to go in the draw for this amazing prize, the Ultimate Melbourne Cup Day at Crown. Two nights at Crown Metropole Perth, tickets for four to Classique at Crown Ballroom, and $500 to spend at Crown. If you want to go in the draw for that and also win an instant $150 Crown dollars right now, you just got to tell me which of Perth's greatest hits I have re-recorded as a race call.
That I must do what's right. As sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti, I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
The Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
Yeah, the 2019 Melbourne Cup, the race that stops the nation, is just around the corner, so I've decided to do a big call because I want to give away an even bigger prize thanks to Crown Perth. Colour your world this spring and live a little brighter at Crown. Ian from Mount Pleasant, do you get involved with the Melbourne Cup? Do you have a punt?
Oh, a bit of a punt, yeah. I'm not a punter by nature, but yeah, you got it.
On Melbourne Cup Day, you got it. I'm pretty sure it's a law. All Australians have to get involved. Yeah. All right, well, I want to put $150 Crown dollars in your pocket right now and put you in the draw for the Ultimate Melbourne Cup Day at Crown. Two nights at Crown Metropole Perth, tickets for four to the Classique at Crown Ballroom, and another $500 to spend at Crown. But for me to do that, Ian, I need you to tell me which of Perth's greatest hits I've recorded as a race call.
I know that I must do what's right. As sure as Kilimanjaro rises like Olympus above the Serengeti, I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become.
All right, what song is it, Ian?
Good call. It's Africa.
What song?
By Toto. It's Africa by Toto.
I seek to cure what's deep inside, frightened of this thing that I've become. It's going to take a lot to drag me away from you. There's nothing that 100 men or more could ever do.
Absolutely right, Ian. Thank you for the compliment, by the way. Good call.
Yeah, that was a compliment, yeah.
Threw me off for just a moment. So $150 Crown dollars is yours right now, and you are in the draw for this big prize. Congratulations and good luck.
Thanks very much.
We are going to do this tomorrow, Perth, the Rush Hour's Big Call.
This is the Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
Bit of a weird question. What deals did you make today? This is off the back of big news about West Coast. You probably would have heard it by now. Tim Kelly is officially an Eagle after West Coast made a jaw-dropping mega deal with Geelong. So they've officially secured star midfielder Tim Kelly from Geelong on a six-year deal, completing a blockbuster trade on the third day of the AFL exchange period. So West Coast and Geelong making a trade for Tim Kelly. It has been described as
blockbuster.
A blockbuster deal. So I want to know, what deals did you make today? They don't have to be as big as this one. They don't have to be a blockbuster deal for a star midfielder. It can be anything. Maybe you bought a car today. Or maybe, like me, you picked up two bags of 180-gram Freddos, two for $6.
Massive deal!
I mean, that's a good deal. What was your good deal? 133353. Maybe you picked up an end-of-day special from your favourite takeaway restaurant. Maybe there was a deal on at your favourite cafe. You got a free piece of banana bread with your coffee.
What a deal!
The Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
Dave.
Massive deal.
This is following the announcement that Tim Kelly is officially a West Coast Eagle. And there's a lot of big words being thrown around. Jaw-dropping mega deal. a blockbuster trade. They put Tim Kelly straight to work. He was on the Eagles Instagram a couple hours ago.
Hi, West Coast fans. Tim Kelly here. Absolutely rapt to be in the blue and gold, and I'll see you in 2020.
But surely West Coast are not the only ones to have made a deal today. So, people of Perth, I want to know, what deals did you make today? I mean, they don't have to be as big as this. They can just be, you know, a great deal that was on at Coles, and you went, I'm taking that deal. Carrie, in the Vines, what deal did you make today?
It was that if my client cracked a smile, that I would not fart in the car.
What a deal!
So you said, if you smile, I won't fart in the car.
Yeah, basically.
I mean, it's genius. It's a little bit like blackmail, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. But it could
make
a smile.
Oh, good. Just a little threat of flatulence to get him across the line. Thanks, Carrie. Ainsley in Maylands, what deal did you make today?
So I bought a whole tray of Dichondria ground cover for the cost of one tiny punnet because the lady couldn't find the barcode.
Massive deal.
That's a big deal. I mean, I don't think I know what it is that you bought. What was it?
Dichondria. It's like, instead of grass, it's like a little plant with tiny green round leaves and you don't have to mow it.
Oh, great. And how much like lawn area will that cover that you got?
The tray is probably like 1.5 metre by 1.5 metre instead of like a little tiny punnet.
Okay, so you'll get like a courtyard's worth, like a small courtyard?
A really, really tiny courtyard probably.
But, I'm still taking it.
Blockbuster!
The Rush Hour Catch-Up with Dave Ferrier.
Congratulations to Alison from Seville Grove. She's won the Ego Power Plus 33-centimetre brushless line trimmer kit. I asked what animal rocked up at your school, and she called in and said a hippo. She grew up in South Africa. Not many hippos around here in Perth.
The Rush Hour.